Banksy and Pinky for breakfast on Triple M.
It's a Thursday. Good morning, Pinky. How are ya?
I'm doing great, Banksy. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and you're welcome, Central Queensland. Did that rain dance, and apparently it worked.
How good is the rain?
It was brilliant.
You know, I could smell the rain on Tuesday afternoon, and it never turned up.
I know.
I was like, here it comes. No, not again.
That's the worst. You smell it, and then nothing comes out of it.
Yeah, false starts. But I can't handle them.
No, those rain dancers really paid off. Was out there doing the thing, so... Yeah, you're welcome, Central Queensland. I'll try to push it further out west for the farmers as well, who desperately need that rain.
Do you keep your gear on with your rain dance?
Moving on, Elton John. You can check out what I look like as Elton John on Facebook. Plus, we'll give you the chance to take on our carryover champion this morning for closer and closer to the front row seats.
Plus, we actually have a development, Banksy,
with
our case for sending fresh pineapples to the president of Iceland.
There's been a development in the pineapple. Applegate.
A major development, and we will share that with you after 8.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Back onto the wonderful world of Twitter and Instagram, Pinky.
It's funny you mention this because yesterday I had a chat with my mum who lives in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And she says to me, are you on Twitter? And I go, look, I've got an account. I used to be on there a lot, but probably for the last couple of years. No, why is that?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, well, I'm on there. And and just starts telling me about all these news stories she'd been following about International Women's Day.
Okay, good.
And
good.
I'm like, wow. So is she either one of those people that's random with no photo and I just think she's spam? Or does she know how to follow me? Or my mum in her 60s on Twitter, as you do.
That's... That's dangerous, hey?
Honestly. Oh, yeah, when I told Military Mick, he was like, no. Like, his head hit the desk.
Yeah. Is your mum following me by chance?
She probably is, and she'd be using her full name and everything.
Yeah, it could be, because I'm looking at some my Twitter feed right now, and the follows that I've managed to get over just the last probably 7-8 days.
Once you're active again, they all come through.
So I went on and put up a few older photos that I'd had. Basically a lot of the transformation photos that we've been doing here on Triple M.
Well, the recent one's Elton John on our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland.
I've got to put that on my Twitter feed too. I haven't got that one up
yet. So have you put Bowie up?
I did, yes. Cool. Yeah, I put Slash and Bowie and, photos of Chewbacca at home and things like that.
Banksy's life.
My puppy dog, yeah. But I think, I think I've got a few weird followers. I certainly didn't expect these sort of followers, like Sione Hair and Makeup is following me and offering me free samples of their products. I've got Hub Clothing.
Okay.
As well. And look, there's a couple of other makeup artists and people who are into that sort of thing following me now.
Yeah.
And New York Deal Finder.
Okay.
I don't understand how I've got all these followers. Why?
Have you ever talked about New York or like retweeted something about it or hashtag New York about a song, anything like that? Any kind of reason like that would be why they would be following you.
Yeah, it's also if I would to mention New York,
it's like
then that person or that company
pick up on keywords and they just start following.
Oh, I see. Well, that would make sense. So why all the hair and makeup places though? Is it because of my transformation into David Bowie to Ziggy Stardust?
Yeah, lots of makeup and hair went into that, yes.
Because they've seen that and started following me thinking that this is what I do of a daily job. I just dress up as random celebrities.
Totally, that's what you do.
And so forth. And then they started offering me things like free samples of their hair and makeup products. And if New York Deal Finder wants to offer me a trip around New York, I'd be, as a matter of, hang on. At Lamborghini. Hashtag what you reckon, guys? Let's see how that goes. If I'm getting hair and makeup offers, dunno, trying to get an offer of a Lamborghini.
Good luck, mate.
Does that not happen for people?
No, I reckon you need a lot more followers.
Yeah.
How many have you got now? 10?
11. 11 followers.
And that's probably my mum, number 11.
Yeah, they're all hair and makeup and your mum.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M.
Aldi, it opened yesterday. Don't forget to go and have a look.
Retail therapy has changed forever for CQ now that there is an Aldi in Gladstone, with, of course, two coming through to Rockhampton at some stage as well.
And I think the thing we all like most about this is that Central Queenslanders are getting jobs. There's jobs here. People started their new jobs at Aldi yesterday.
Well, and Aldi creates more competition as well.
Oh, we
love
that.
As a lot of people have said they're excited about. Now, I want to know, on 13, 27, 10, if you were shopping there yesterday, what did you pick up? Did you love it? How'd you go packing your bags? Apparently yesterday, you could get a bike, even a drone, pool cleaners, even solar panels. Plus your groceries.
Wow, but could you get a solar panel drone to clean your pool?
Hey, yeah, that would be good. And even there was a post I saw on social media of people sharing bike training gear. So all your Lycra gears and jerseys and stuff, really super
what?
Cheap.
What? You can get all of these things you just mentioned at Aldi?
Super random things. I think my dad bought a washing machine there once.
What?
For under $200.
A washing machine?
Yeah.
That's really surprising.
I mean, you could say my dad should get out more, but he really enjoys Aldi.
I expected Aldi to be groceries.
Yeah, no, so that's why it's also quite popular, because in the section, I always see people, they always spend more than they planned in a way, because they'll do the groceries and then they'll just say, hey, here's some garden lights I hadn't thought I needed.
Oh,
hey, look
right.
at these cute onesies for my nephew. Yeah.
Maybe
they
we
sell
can,
lots of stuff.
Can you inform me of the other things that,
yeah, I know.
That there are? What did you get that's not grocery
and
related?
And they're crazy cheap too, all the other things. That's why people buy them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'd personally like to know what other things you got from Aldi besides just the groceries.
Make us drool.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Now, CQ has been busting to get an Aldi in the region. The first one opened up in Gladstone yesterday to thousands of shoppers.
And to my surprise, Pinky, you were telling me before, you can get things other than groceries at Aldi?
Yes, and that's
I did
part
not know
of the,
this.
Yeah, the reason people love it too is they will sell all sorts of things you might need, but usually very cheaply.
Yeah, like solar-powered things and drones.
My dad bought a washing machine once.
Pool cleaners, all these weird and wonderful things.
Oh, the pool cleaner.
Hey, I've come to clean the pool.
Oh, interesting. We were just wondering yesterday
just
if
got
you
awkward.
Got to the big opening and what did you grab, like any cool groceries or just any of those cool things in middle aisle on 13, 27, 10.
Morning, Roz. Did you do a bit of a shopping at Aldi yesterday?
I did, Banksy. You got to go check these things out.
So what did you get that's not grocery-related? Because I just expected it all to be food.
No, well, I bought a massage table.
Oh, hello.
A massage table?
Are you a masseuse?
No, I actually am an access bars practitioner, which is a really lovely form of energy healing.
Okay.
And it's great to have the massage table to do that.
Nice, Roz.
Now, they are usually very expensive.
$99.
Wow.
And that's good?
Cheaper. That's fantastic. That's like $350 for a brand new table elsewhere. And if you're lucky, you can pick a second-hand one up for $100. And it's a fantastic table. It's nice and wide. It's well padded. I'm happy.
Nice. That's unreal.
Roz, did you go in there knowing they had them, or did you just go, hey, need one of those and grab it?
I went in hoping they would have them because friends of mine have bought them previously and I thought, I wonder if it would be an opening special because I really would like one of them because of the size. And, yeah, so I was pleased about that. But they had lawnmowers as well. I didn't buy one, but I have family members down south that have bought the mowers from Aldi and just think they're the best thing ever.
That's hilarious. And they paid $20 for them?
Yeah.
$135 for, I think, the lawnmowers were. But that's really cheap for a mower.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what the price is for the solar-powered drone pool cleaner. That'll be great.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Oliver, my boy, has been setting the tipping world on fire. 6 out of 8 last week, Pinky.
Indeed. My neighbour Brian is absolutely on the Oliver train after he got 3 out of 8.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I tried to get the tips done last night, but this is how it started.
Hey, dude, what you doing?
I just want to enjoy my life of Maya Logan.
Something to do with Mario, eh?
No,
what a surprise. Hey, you want to do some footy tips?
It's not about Mario. It's draw my life, but he named the YouTube channel so Maya Logan.
Okay.
I gotta go to the toilet.
You gotta go to the toilet?
Yeah.
Do you want to do footy tips after that?
Yeah.
Go run!
Yeah, so then he came back from his toilet adventure.
You done? Did you wash your hands?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hashtag parenting.
After we got all the essentials done,
yes,
Peaky, then I thought, well, I've got to ask him who's going to win out of the Chookies and Doggies tonight. So this is Ollie's first tip for round two in the NRL, first game tonight.
All right, are you done now?
Yes.
All right, let's do some footy tipping. We got the Roosters and the Bulldogs. Who's going to win that one, Chookies or Doggies?
Doggies.
Doggies.
There it is. Doggies. Alrighty. Is on the list of winners for Ollie.
Good job, Ollie.
Good luck, Brian.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5 on Triple M.
For all creatures great and small, ask Dr. Greg. The consultation is free. It's the Triple M Litterbox.
Look, the town clock's down the road from the studio and it doesn't keep time properly. So I was like, the clock's dinging.
Is that clock still out again?
No, it's a phone sound effect. It's hilarious.
I do believe. Was that your phone, Dr. Greg?
Oh, sorry. I loved it. Turn it to silent.
It really confused me for a minute.
No, it's just like we got Dr. Greg coming in. Ding dong, ding dong.
It was
ding,
perfectly
ding,
timed
ding,
for once. Yeah.
Brilliant. So, Dr. Greg, what's up, mate? What's going on?
Oh, it's raining outside. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
See the rain.
Yeah.
Love the way the grass greens up already.
Oh,
kind of thing,
I noticed that this morning.
Yeah, it's amazing,
it was brown yesterday.
Oh, about time.
Yeah, so anything going on in the wonderful world of veterinary?
Oh, well, I thought we'd just talk about anaesthetic today, having, you know, when you put your pet in for surgery and that sort of thing.
It's the one word I can't pronounce properly. Yeah, great.
We try and make medical terms tricky, so, you know.
Thank you.
No,
you're welcome.
That's good on you. Hard work. So anaesthetics, yeah, so just because it sort of happens out in the surgery room, so a lot of people don't get to see what happens.
Are we getting to go behind the curtain a little bit here in the world of...
letting go behind the curtain.
Dr. Green.
Wash your hands, Banks.
Yeah, so generally just basically with the dog, what generally have dogs and cats, so what happens is we generally just give them a little sedative to start, so they just get a little injection under their skin, so nice and easy, just calms them down.
Is that on the back of the neck usually?
Yeah, just in the back of the neck.
I noticed you did that with Chewy.
It's just a simple sort of simple one, so they're not too stressed. And then we actually put a little catheter in their arm, so it's ready to go, just like we do under surgery. And then we have a little injection where they that just puts them out. So then, because they're breathing. They don't breathe as well under anaesthetic, obviously,
right.
So same with people. And
do you give them oxygen and stuff?
Yeah, you put a tube down down their throat and
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't been put under myself, so there you go, can't breathe.
Yeah, you can breathe,
but it's safer
to breathe a high level of oxygen,
because
your lungs can be a little...
Do they get a little buzzer that they can go, nurse, anything like that?
Or? Afterwards, well, we have great nurses and they look at them, so they tend to... If they're in pain, they'll tend to tell you. And
so, do you have a few dogs and cats that you need to do today, or what's happening today?
Yes, look, always got a few dogs and cats to do. We've got an interesting one today. Actually, got a snake to do today, so we've got to put him under anaesthetic. And
you've got an You've got to give a snake a needle.
Yeah, why are you doing that for a snake?
Oh, he's got a lump on him, so we need to remove that. We think it's just a benign growth sort of thing, but it's getting big, so we need to take it out. Yeah.
Right, so he's someone's pet?
Yeah, someone's pet. Be absolutely beautiful. It's carpet python. It's massive too,
Wow.
It's a huge thing.
Really
so
interesting stuff.
Yeah, beautiful one. Yeah, we get to do all sorts of things.
That is incredible.
Kangaroo last week and a koala last week, and all
I
went under anaesthetic.
I need to come through and see them.
Yeah.
I hope you were wearing gloves. Handling that koala, you're all good.
They do. he was a bit sick, so he wasn't feeling too good. But you gotta think.
You don't realise, like you think vets and like cats, dogs, guinea pigs. You know,
it's good to be reminded
fish,
how much
snakes
vets do. Yes.
But there's all the natural, wonderful animals that we have here. Like the. Have you ever done anything on an emu before, Dr. Greg?
They're really, really difficult to anaesthetise, emus. Yeah,
you've actually had.
You can't catch them.
Yeah.
Because they're really fast.
They don't react to the anaesthetics very well, unfortunately.
They're too tough.
Yeah, because sort of talked to a few zoo guys and that sort of stuff in the job, and they say that's probably one of the hardest animals to anaesthetise.
I'm led to believe you can calm and soothe them with certain sounds, like umbaripidara, umbaripidara.
Old Man Emu. Next time I have to do it, I might get you up, Banksy, if you like. Wow. And,
get a bit of John Williams in there, way, mate.
Is that it?
I think he's sleep deprived, like next level.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M. For all creatures great and small, ask Dr. Greg. The consultation is free. It's the Triple M Litterbox.
Dr. Greg's in the house from the Alma Street Veterinary Hospital. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong.
Unreliable clocks.
There goes the bells, the bells, the bells.
Technology, it's all too much for me. Can't work it out.
I love it. It's great.
Dr. Greg, so we've just been talking about putting snakes under the needle.
Anaesthetising.
I can't say that word. Do you have a word?
You get the hang of it when you use it often, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
do you have a word that trips you up, Dr. Greg? Have you got one?
I'll put you on the spot here.
He's mastered them.
He's a wordsmith, this man. Now, we've got a little bit of a question through from Cockroach Trev for you, Dr. Greg.
I have. I've got an old dog, a little dog, and he's, maybe about 15 or 16. I think he's getting like cataracts. He's got really wide eyes. Can they be removed?
The eyes, can they be... the cataracts from the eyes, can they be removed? What's your go-to?
Look, eye problems in old dogs are actually really common, so it's a great question. So basically the different things they can get, you just got to be careful that it's cloudiness inside the eyes, which is a genuine cataract. So
right.
You can get cloudiness on the outside of the eye as well, which is the cornea. So that can get cloudy and make them blind, but... If it's a cloudiness sort of inside the eye, so you can see sort of the pupil and then the cloudiness behind the eye, that's a cataract. And, yeah, they can be removed.
Do they have to be?
Basically, with a cataract, it first stops them from seeing, so it makes them blind. So the only way to fix that is to remove them. There's nothing you can do to slow it down.
Yep.
There's no medication or anything like that to slow it down. So it either happens and you remove them or you just leave them. So just leaving them means you've just got a blind dog and he'll pot around. And look, they're often quite happy. And if they're older and they're just pottering around, you know, that's fine.
They adapt to these things kind of well,
do they? Brilliantly.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to get them removed, there is an eye specialist who comes to Rocky about every 4 months. So he comes sort of 3 times a year. So get in contact with your vet and they'll get in contact with him or they'll give you his number.
It's amazing. Animals need specialists as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, got a few specialists come to Rocky, which is great. So he puts them under and removes the cataract. And he can actually put a new lens in as well, like he'll replace it with a new lens. And off they go. So it's instantly, you know, hopefully they turned around and they see.
Yeah.
The only drawback, sometimes he won't do the surgery, so he's got a special little instrument as well which measures the retina at the back. So as long as the retina's still functioning, because that's the part that responds, then you can get your cataract done. If he measures it and your retina's not responding, then removing the cataract's not going to restore blindness, so he wouldn't do it.
We got some really interesting stuff this morning. We've all learnt a little bit about pets and the wonderful world of animals.
That was fascinating. It's these little machine.
You could bang on for hours, couldn't you?
He actually kind of breaks it up, vacuums it up, so he's only got a tiny hole.
Wow.
And sticks a new one in. It's just amazing.
It is. And can I say, it's wonderful to know that you have all of this information and all these wonderful technical things going on, but you can't set an alarm on your phone properly, hey? Dr. Greg.
We'll take care of that next.
We'll hook you up, okay?
Yeah, we'll look after you.
Tech savvy, our pet vet, Dr. Greg. If you've got a question for the man, you can still get to our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland, and drop a line in. Litter box open again next week, next Thursday after 7.
I'll be here.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5 on Triple M.
Belinda from the Rockhampton Women's Health Centre on the line. Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Banksy and Pinky. How are you both?
We're doing great. Now, look, it's Queensland Women's Week all this week, and you've organised a wellness expo starting this morning. Tell us all about it.
Oh, we're so excited. The staff and I have been here since 6 o'clock at the Rockhampton Leagues Club. We've got an action-packed program. We have guest speakers from Energy Balance and Healing. We've got breast and cervical cancer sessions,
yep.
Q&As. We've got the students that have been doing their placement at the Women's Health Centre, and we have over 60 services and organisations coming down and showcasing their wares, as well as 4 workshops, which Bunnings are coming and doing pottery.
Yeah.
No, potting, sorry. Like, as a, in a plant.
Yes.
There's mindfulness colouring in, there's vision boards with Steph and I, and we've also got a retreat room.
Nice. I tell you, wow.
So how long is this running for today, and is there an entry fee?
So it's by gold coin entry fee, and it's from 9 a.m. till 1:30.
Right.
And then we've also got lunch on at 12:30, which is just platters of sandwiches and some wedges.
No, not just platters. These are specials. I know where you've got them from. They're gold.
Yes, they are pretty awesome, actually. But yeah, so we're really excited.
Yeah.
And there's just going to be. Last year we had 500 people move through, mm-hmm. So we're so excited. This year, it's just going to be amazing, and celebrating all things that women do awesomely.
Yeah, and Belinda, definitely. A great opportunity for networking going on with all these things right at your fingertips.
Absolutely, and it's all about health and well-being. So, you know, you'll come in the front door, you'll grab a bag, and then go around and get all the information and knowledge that one requires, and you'll be able to talk to all different service providers about your health and well-being needs.
Tidy.
Now, where does the money go from the gold donation at the door?
It's actually going back into providing lunch for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's having a good feed and can mingle and have a chat during lunch as well.
Jeez. There we go. Beautiful. That and I guess, are you taking donations, though, for the new building you're trying to get made?
Absolutely. If someone wants
take
to donate.
Take some notes with you as well. Hand them over.
Yeah, exactly. No, never say no to a donation to our new building.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M.
The wonderful footy show's Erin Molan on the phone. How are you this morning, Erin?
I'm good. I'm pumped up. Another weekend of NRL. How good.
Great to have the footy back on the screens, isn't it? And live and free on Channel 9. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love not having to pay for stuff. How good is it? Certainly junk it if you're not involved. Hello.
Yeah.
Bring it on. No, it should be really good tonight. We've got the Roosters up against the Bulldogs. And tomorrow night's game, hello, the Queensland Derby. That will be next level. The Cowboys up against the Broncos.
Yeah, the old grand final replay in there. Quickly, chookies or doggies tonight, Erin? Aaron, who do you reckon?
Look, I'm going to go with the Roosters. I think I was really impressed with Mitchell Pearce and Luke Keary. I thought, given they haven't played, you know, any football together at all in an NRL game situation, I thought they were really good.
Quite good.
Bulldogs probably unfairly didn't get to show much of what they could do last week. The conditions were fairly awful, but
put up a good fight. They put up a good fight.
They did indeed, definitely. And I just can't wait to see them have kind of a nice dry pitch to play on, and we can see, you know, the halves running a little bit more as Jez has given them permission to do that, and I think it suits both of their games. So I reckon it'll be a cracker.
Which halves? They've got 19 halves on the field at the one time.
Yeah,
I know how they roll with that.
I know. The 6 and 7 will just stick with those two, and everyone else can just, you know, do whatever they want.
Right, yeah.
Now, Erin, I'm from a household that follows the AFL, and I was wondering, because we have to wait a couple more weeks for the AFL to kick off, don't you think we should just all start in the same week?
Oh.
Look, it would make sense.
I wouldn't
mind that if we got to finish earlier, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Then we could finish and then watch the AFL grand final. But we start earlier and we all go to the same time.
Yeah, because everyone's having like pies in front of the telly and hanging out and talking about their footy, and I'm sitting around waiting.
There you go.
You could just adopt an NRL team.
Yeah.
Well, yes, there is that as well. But yes.
If you were to adopt a team, would you go with my Dragons, Erin's Raiders, or like the Cowboys, Broncos?
Well,
Titans.
I grew up in Brizzy, so I'd be just sticking with Broncos.
You'd be a Broncos girl, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you could be worse, Ellie. You could be the Knights, so don't worry.
Exactly. It's not that bad. Look, I follow Bombers in AFL, so that was the bad one there.
You poor thing.
Exactly.
Long suffering, hey?
Yeah, so maybe Newcastle is the right option for you.
Well, I think that would fit in nicely.
Love the start to the footy show last week. What have we got coming up tonight, Erin?
Well, hopefully no profanity. Let's hope that Radonikis will be pre-recorded this week, thank God, so we won't get any of that.
It was
we've got James
first
Bologna
word out of his mouth, Pinky, was a cuss.
Oh, look, Lord, all the work we've done with women and children, gone. Chris Hyington is on, and we've got a great story with Brad Fittler. We go out regionally and, you know, just do some incredible stuff with, you know, with young kids and with people in regional Australia that are struggling, and tell you what, it just the looks on their faces and how much it means to them. You know, they do it for accolades, but these blokes deserve some because they're doing incredible stuff.
Yeah, let's get that expansion coming to Central Queensland, the regional areas.
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't mind NRL. And, of course, small talk with the big man. Always good to see how the kids are getting right into it.
You just never know what they're going to say. It's just brilliant.
The kids on Small Talk and Tommy Radonikis, both, you never know what they're going to say, either angle. So, Erin Molan on the Footy Show tonight. Make sure you tune in. Always good to catch up, and good luck to your Raiders this week. Hopefully they can get a win on the board.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and Dragons. Dragons number one, baby! Woohoo!
I know, how good. I was very impressed.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5 on Triple M.
Pineapple, pineapple, no fruit as sweet as you.
Woo!
Pineapple, pineapple, what are we going to do?
Can we hear but groan right here in CQ?
Yes, we need to have the lyrics adjusted. Now, Pineapple Gate. The president of Iceland says you shouldn't have pineapple on your pizza.
I agreed with that assessment.
Majority of CQ disagrees.
Yeah, everyone else, sure, but me, no, we shouldn't have pineapple on pizza.
We love our local produce. We've been out to the pineapple farm in Yeppoon, and we want to send fresh pineapples to Iceland. But somebody heard our very pathetic attempt at calling an Icelandic post office to find out how to do this.
Well, the pathetic attempt because A, we didn't have a translator, and B, it was 1:30 a.m. in the morning when we tried to call. So,
whoops.
Yeah, missed the mark on that one. But we have been given, I guess, a government assistance package in the form of Michelle Landry. Federal MP Michelle Landry, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you for getting in contact with us with Pineapple Gate and the situation. How did you hear about this?
Well, look, I heard your attempts on the radio to actually contact Iceland and tell them about our wonderful pineapples here, but you didn't get through very well. So
no.
I thought, I'm a bit of a fan of our tropical pines, Central Queensland pineapples. And I've already delivered 300 down there when I first got elected back in 2013.
So. Taking the pineapples to Parliament. That's great.
Yes, and look, everyone enjoyed them too. They are beautiful.
Of course.
So we thought that we might get some of our beautiful Central Queensland pineapples and take them down and present them to the Embassy of Iceland in Canberra. And let them know how beautiful these pineapples are and what they are missing out on. The president and the prime minister of Iceland tasted our pineapples, he wouldn't be saying that he didn't want them on his pizzas.
You reckon a CQ pineapple is enough to change the president's mind about his pineapple on his pizza?
I think it certainly will be. And
yeah.
I'm sure that they will be very happy to try our beautiful pineapple.
This is so exciting. Now, I also have to ask Michelle, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes, yes, no. Yes.
You're a pineapple on pizza girl, are you? Yeah.
I do like a nice pina colada too, with a bit of pineapple.
Oh, good idea. Well, you are our pineapple queen, you know, now, so we need to bow down to you with the pina coladas.
All hail the pineapple queen.
So excited about this development.
Look, it's very, very exciting. And I know a few people say where they would like to place pineapples, but
No, pineapple in appropriate places. That's what we're all about, Michelle Landry.
They are beautiful, the pineapples here. When I used to take them to Canberra back in 2013, I even had the Bill Shorten even come up to me and said, Michelle, those pineapples are beautiful. So I think if even the opposition are agreeing with that, they're onto something.
Turning even the sourest of politicians sweet again. There you are.
There you go. So you're at Tropical Pines in Yeppoon, picking up the fresh produce.
Are you there
getting
now?
Getting ready to,
We're down here. We've got a couple of taste tests for the staff this morning.
Oh, cool.
But we're back in Canberra for another week and a half, so we'll pick up some fresh ones the Friday before we head off.
Good.
And,
yes. We'll get the golden ones as well.
Yes. So the golden ones will be ready for picking next week, so that's what we'll be taking.
Awesome.
Could not have developed any. This is my wildest dreams. We could not have.
It really is.
Thought that we'd get assistance from the government in getting our pineapples to Iceland and putting them on the president's pizza.
We didn't even have to fill out paperwork. It was pretty convenient.
This nice bureaucratic red tape has just been lifted away. Thanks.
I don't know if we're going to actually get it to Iceland, but anyway, we'll get it to his embassy.
Hey, that's one more step than we could have possibly imagined. end. So, Michelle Landry, thank you again. We'll catch up with you again and get a bit of a development on the Pineapple Gate saga and where it's all ending up. Thanks again for the assistance.
That's all right. Thanks, guys.
Pineapple, pineapple, no fruit as sweet as you. A pineapple, pineapple, what are we gonna do?
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast.
Check him out at triplem.com.au.
Or don't. No pressure.